theme rolling here. I know you're only, you just got here last year, so you haven't been, it's like it's 2011, 2012 since he's been here, but just from last year, could you sense his patience level? So I know he's been waiting for this shot, he finally gets it. I'm sure that's a quality that, as a coach, you admire from someone who's takes their role and then finally gets to a starting spot.
Absolutely. He's done a phenomenal job, even dating back from winter workouts to spring to summer. As far as his leadership, he's upped his game. You know, as far as film study, I put him in there in the Xavier Woods category. He's always in there watching film. But the most impressive thing to me has just been how he's leading. You know, he wants to be a pro, and he's acting like one, and I've been really impressed with him.
How much was that needed, considering that, you know, coming into the spring and the fall, you had bodies at linebacker, but it was kind of like up in the air. I mean, you lose basically three starters. I know they had some reps last year at the end in the last two games, but it was a little bit of a question mark. So how was it? And I had to feel good knowing that you have a guy like Bofi who's been in the program 5 years.
Right. It's been, you know, in the spring with CJ and Nick out, he was the lone senior, you know, getting reps. And the job that he has done as far as his work ethic and leading by example, and then the way he vocalizes it. You know, he knows what the standard is around here. And being here for 5 years and the success we had last year on defense, he's done a really job just expressing that vocally.
Put you on the spot, because a couple weeks ago you said Kurt Hester was one of the top strength coaches. Where would you rank the secondary in terms of just national? The stats, you know, spoke for themselves last year.
Right.
What are your thoughts coming in?
I wouldn't trade those four guys for anybody on this earth. You know what I mean? In college football, you know, to say that they're the best or the most talented, I'm not sure, but they're extremely competitive. They're extremely close, smart. All four of them are really smart. Can all run, you know, and they're all physical. And when you talk about DBs and you have a quality of guys that are all, you know, legit 4 or 5 and under and will strike you and know the game, really, really smart, all four of them. I'm extremely pleased with them.
From the outside perspective, just looking at the field, defensive tackle, other than Vernon, seems like it's musical chairs.
It is.
Is it like that inside in the locker room and everything for you?
As far as
just, you don't really know who's going to be where, you know, Aaron Brown was out for, and then he's finally back, and then you got some young guys coming in. There's doesn't seem like that positions.
It's not solidified, and a lot of it is to get these young guys ready. You know, Vernon's, he hadn't been repping a ton. We know what he can do, and a lot of it's to see which ones play to the standard of the ones and which ones elevate their game, because every kid's a little bit different. Some will buck under that pressure when they have a Vernon Butler next to them or a Dora next to them. And it's more so just to see what they have and to prove what they can do with the one unit.
That's it.